Those Who Inspire Me and Why, a series by Lenswork editor Brooks Jensen.
The next of our contemporary producers is photographer Cole Thompson, The Creative Life Unfolding. Cole Thompson has been in the pages of Lenswork 7 times. Part of the reason I find him so inspiring is that all 7 of his projects are totally unique, totally different from one another. And in some regards, you'd never know they were from the same photographer. He absolutely refuses to be stuck in a groove that creates the same work or even the same aesthetic over and over again. Even more interesting is the fact that though he's photographed subjects that others have and have done well, his work is always somewhat unique. He has a personal spin on each subject that he photographs, and that's not as easy as it sounds to actually do in the creative life. We live in a society in which trends and fads and those who follow them seem to be rewarded, but that's not at all the nature of the art life. Thompson accepts the idea that being a creative individual means that you are well served by separating yourself from the herd. Here's one example. We published in Lenswork number 81 a project he titled Ghosts of Auschwitz and Birkenau. Like so many tourists, he visited these places to understand more of the history and to experience the physicality of these historic sites. But when he arrived there, he found he simply couldn't engage in the normal tourist activities. Instead, he hung around outside and made some long exposure photographs of the other tourists, which he then inverted in black and white so that the tourists looked very ghost-like. They were powerful photographs, very emotive, and not at all like anything I'd ever seen from there, because most people photograph the buildings and the remnants, some of whom have even submitted their work to Lenswork. Thompson's was unique, and I find this true with all of his work. In Lenswork number 127, we published a project of his called Melting Giants, about icebergs off the coast of Iceland and Greenland. We've seen lots and lots of iceberg pictures in the last 10 years because Antarctica has become such a popular destination location for photographers. But most all of those photographs are indistinguishable from one another. Large icebergs that dominate the composition, often isolated, floating in a dark ocean with moody and tempestuous skies overhead. Not Thompson's. He didn't follow the formulaic vision of the masses, but went his own way with his project by photographing these melting giants as relatively small but very white elements, seen in contrast to an almost black ocean. As a percentage of the total, his icebergs are a tiny fraction of the square inches in the photograph. Instead, the vast majority of his images are dark and moody cliffs, seen as a foreground to a distant and bright white iceberg. His images are black and white compared to almost every other photographer I've seen that's in color and emphasizes the blues of the iceberg and the ocean. In Thompson's, the extreme contrast makes his white icebergs pop off the page. They're wonderful photographs, and so different from anything else we've seen. It's Thompson's ability to reinterpret these sometimes popular subjects in a unique way that makes his images noteworthy, that make him as a photographer so inspiring. Another example of his work that inspires is a project we published in Lenswork Extended number 81 called Ceiling Lamps. This was sort of a bonus portfolio that we included in the extended edition for the simple reason that it was so ingeniously conceived as a project. Thompson evidently travels with some frequency on business, often in upscale business hotels. He began noticing the light fixtures in lobbies and restaurants that were interesting and curious graphic shapes. He started photographing them, but obviously quickly realized that he had to use a very underexposed capture in order to preserve the detail of the light fixture so that it wouldn't be overpowered by the light bulbs themselves. These images are often radially symmetric, and in his finished prints are fairly abstract. I'm not sure I would have even recognized them as lighting fixtures if he hadn't told me. And what more mundane thing could we imagine photographing than lighting fixtures during a business trip? Nonetheless, his project made them interesting, particularly when he presented them in a grid, which prompted comparisons and made for some fascinating juxtapositions. Most recently, we published a project of his in Lenswork No. 147, in which he photographed trees from a train that was in motion, and by clever movement of the camera in relationship to the train and the trees, he made some fascinating images that are anything but a normal photograph of trees in nature. I hope I'm getting the point across that Cole Thompson is curious, an individual who is constantly looking and learning, experimenting and learning, seeing in new ways, and learning. If that doesn't define the art life, I'm not sure what would. One of the things that is interesting about my observation of his career is that looking at any one of his bodies of work, you might not see this constantly changing aspect of his creative life. It's only by looking at a number of projects in a number of portfolios that his wide-ranging creativity can be observed. This is precisely why, unlike so many other publishers, we have a philosophy here at Lenswork to publish photographers more than once. I love the idea that our readers can follow an individual's career through project after project and see their maturity and growth and recognize the movement that is inherent in the unfolding of a creative life.